warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 62 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Welcome to the Belgian Explosion.
Hey, guys, Hutch Jr. from Berg's Eye View. Good job on taking up this cause. The PLCB is just a throwback to Prohibition, and we know how well that worked out. I mean, the Commonwealth with pensions and union contracts is drowning in its own spending. Cut out the whole LCB apparatus. You know, agents are the equivalent of state troopers. Is that what we want, beer cops? Well, that's what we got. Let the market decide what sells best and where. It's embarrassing. If you have out-of-state visitors, it takes you like 45 minutes to explain the regulations to them about buying a beer. And then they look at you and ask you why your state's retarded. See you guys.
That kind of segues into everything that we've been talking about the last couple episodes. For episode 61, you had heard about everything that's been going on in Philadelphia with the bullshit when it comes down to...
Yeah, the ridiculous... How do you say ridiculousness?
Ridiculousness, there you go.
There you go. Machinery.
So we just want to remind everyone once again about the very important session that's coming up here in the state of Pennsylvania on April 13th. If you can tune in, I believe it's going to be on TV. We're going to try to have... You know, the notes up for if you can watch this online, but it's going to deal with the bullshit that's been going on in Philadelphia with and in the state of Pennsylvania when it comes down to the registration of beers. You know our opinion on this. You know where we stand. Do not stop contacting your local representatives. There is a link off shouldidrinkthat.com. We're very serious about this. We need to get rid of the archaic laws in Pennsylvania when it comes to beers and alcohol, in fact. Pennsylvania
doesn't
is so
matter.
Far behind.
Beer, wine, liquor, you know, it's all affected by this.
And Hutch said it so eloquently from bergseyeview.com. Go check out his show. He's a great, great Pittsburgh podcast. He talks about everything going on in Pittsburgh and just life in general.
Yinzer.
We love you, Hutch.
Yeah, brother.
So, to turn it up a notch, we've got Belgian beers to drink tonight.
Belgian beers.
That are not available in the state of Pennsylvania. Contraband!
Yeah, we have more contraband.
So, Sick Puppy, what do we have this evening?
We have several beers from The Brewery.
Which is one of the, I guess, the fastest growing breweries, you know, in the nation right now. It's most popular, at least, coming from California. Tons of press, tons of great beer we've been hearing about, but we can't get it in Pennsylvania. So, what did we do?
Road trip to Ohio.
Yeah, went over to Boardman, Ohio. Oh, yeah, I guess we went to Boardman, Ohio, and maybe... drank these there, and then we wrote down on pieces of paper. Yeah, that's what we did. So here you go. This is going to be our reviews of The Brewery out of Orange County, California. Puppy, why don't you educate the Yinz folk?
Oh, I know what you're thinking. Wait, there's a brewery called The Brewery? How stupid.
Well, there's a brewery in Erie called The Brewery.
Yeah, right. Well,
this is The Brewery.
The Brewery is. It's B-R-U-E-R-Y. And what that is, it's a take on the word brewery with the owner's family name of Rue, R-U-E. So for the brewery. Very, very clever.
That is very clever. You got to give them credit. And what I love about craft beer, too, is a lot of these brewers that have come up in the recent years, they get really creative with their names.
Yeah,
with the names
exactly,
of their beers, man. With the names of their businesses.
Yep.
Which I still love Hop and Frog. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that's killer.
Love you, Fred.
It's also one of my favorite breweries. With that aside, we are here for The Brewery this evening from the Famille Rue. And so Spoon, what I love about this brewery is they just use the simplest and purest means of brewing their beers. They don't filter. They don't pasteurize their beers at all. All their bottled beers gain carbonation through 100% bottle conditioning, and that just allows the carbonation to naturally occur through a secondary fermentation in the bottle.
Okay.
And they do unconventional ingredients, which I love. Anything out of the ordinary, for me as a brewer, is just phenomenal. And they're very, very proud of what they put in their beers. And they actually started out as home brewers.
Well, I think most of the breweries actually that we've come in contact with, people started as home brewers in their kitchen.
Yeah, the brewery started out in the kitchen stove, man. They actually say that their first batch was an amber-ish ale with Cascade hops consumed after only 4 days of fermentation.
Ouch!
1 day of crash cooling and a few seconds after forced carbonating. Very proud moments. So Patrick, one of the owners, started out homebrewing as a diversion in his first year of law school.
What better way to divert yourself than...
Yeah, after the years went by, he's like, you know what? Screw law. I'm making beer.
But you know what? It's a good thing to have somebody in law that's homebrewing.
Yeah, right on, dude.
He knows what the deal is.
And as he so aptly puts it, money was raised, gray hairs were formed, and the rest is history.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the gray hairs, because from what we've been hearing, you make phenomenal beer.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to trying this brewery for a very, very long time. Can't get it in PA, so we traveled across the way to a certain other location.
Possibly, maybe.
That we did or did not go to.
You know the LCB's watching us after the last show. They're like, listen to these guys take notes on everything that they say. I'm just waiting for somebody to come knocking on the door.
Yeah, no doubt. And back to the brewery. These guys are just inspired by what the whole brewing community does as far as pushing the limits of what beer actually is. And they wouldn't be here if they weren't loving that style of beer, you know, and taking the care and the love to brew these different styles that are just above and beyond. So I am just thrilled and excited to be trying the brewery beers, man.
Well, I think that's a common thing that we see with a lot of the breweries is, you know, this is a passion.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't just stop one day, you know, stop what they're doing and say, I'm going to open a brewery. I'm going to start brewing beer, but not have
any
clue what
they're
doing.
That's a bad way to go. That happened in the 90s, and that's why they all failed, because they thought, oh, this is a good business to get into because I'm making money.
What's Peach Wicked Ale doing these days?
Among other local Pittsburgh brew pubs in the 90s that all failed.
Hey, how's that hard lemonade treating you these days?
Pardon me while I purge. All right, so the first beer we are just digging to try, man, is their Orchard White. It's an unfiltered, bottle-conditioned Belgian-style wit beer. Which a wit beer is just a fancy word for a white ale, which is made with wheat. Not quite a wheat ale, but it's a little different. It's you know, it's got that, it has that hazy straw yellow color of a wheat beer, you know, which is normal. But the wit beers kind of have a more of a spiced flavor to it, and they use coriander, citrus peel, lavender, things like that. A really spicy, fruity yeast strain, a Belgian yeast strain, to add that little bit of complexity to it. And with this particular brewery beer, the Orchard White, they also add rolled oats, which gives it like a really silky texture.
Ooh. Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, sir. Let's crack these open, man.
Oh, look at that. That
look
looks...
at the head on that beer. Holy shit. That reminds me of the Duvel we had on our last show, actually.
Look at that. Yeah,
the
that,
carbonation.
Well, it doesn't look like the head is as thick as it was on the Duvel.
No, no. But, man, the carbonation. Look, look at the bubbles in that beer.
Champagne.
That's insane, yeah.
All right, pass that bottle over here when you're done.
I'm not done pouring yet.
Pour it! I'm getting thirsty.
There you go, man. I'm going to let the head settle on mine a bit.
Look at all the head on this thing. My God.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's actually, you know, I'm just dipping my finger in the top of it because I can't. That's actually... Oh, that feels really cool.
I mean, that's all part
That is awesome. Oh!
Yeah, it's like a Duvel glass.
I love this.
It's killer. And that's all part of the bottle conditioning. It gives you that...
this smells like a wit.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It better. I mean, that bottle conditioning allows that carbonation to naturally occur through that secondary fermentation. That's why you get the big frothy head that you do.
Dude, check that out. That's actually, it's really nice. You, here's what I like with the color, too.
Now, that's beautiful.
Unlike the Duvel, I mean, that was golden, but that actually looks like it looks like the champagne of beers.
Oh. Not to be confused with the champagne of beers.
No, actually, it's very golden. It's
very nice, clear.
Yeah, that's very golden in there. Actually, yours looks a little bit different than mine does.
Very carbonated.
It could be just be the angle of looking at it, but yeah. Check that out.
Hmm.
That looks very cool.
That head just stays too, doesn't it? Very nice.
Gotta love it when head sticks around.
Oh, you can smell the sweetness of that.
Oh my, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that's sweet malts. Right up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not a fan of white beers or
root beers, I'm not a fan of like straight up wheat, but just the wit beers just have that special character to them.
I'm getting a ton of coriander on this.
Yeah.
Is that? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's coriander in this. Yep. Citrus peel.
Mm-hmm. And with that yeast, too, it adds to the fruitiness of the beer as well.
I'm not really getting the lavender that they describe in it, but it's...
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't think we would.
Wow.
You know, I'm drinking it.
You know what? If I was working for Bath and Body Works and you want to get guys in there,
wow,
this would be the scent that you got to use.
Wow.
Wow, this smells really good. All right, let's give this a try. Tits and ass. First Cheers, beer of the brother. Evening.
Wow, you could just taste it, or not taste really, but... Feel that carbonation in your mouth.
It's extremely light. Yeah, it's popping in my mouth
sweet.
Like
sweet. Yeah,
it's like Pop Rocks.
Like Pop Rocks with beer. Yeah,
that's it's very
heavily
cool,
carbonated, which it's wonderful, man.
Extremely
very
light.
Nice.
I like this.
It's smooth.
Oh, I'm getting the citrus. Wow.
Yeah, there's a very
the citrus like, really sits on your palate.
It's like it's almost that citrus peel aftertaste to it. Real like almost sour, but not. Overpowering.
You know that scene in The Godfather where Don Corleone puts the oranges in his mouth? I bet you this is what it tasted like.
Wow.
Well, right before he died, but we don't have some little kid running around spritzing poison in our face, though.
Good reference.
Oh, that was
actually a nice, clean beer.
That was on recently. They had the Godfather trilogy on.
Yeah, but you know, the third one just can suck my
Took
ass.
Forever.
It's a horrible,
Dear
horrible.
God. You know, the first one was awesome. The second one, I was getting into it.
Third one was an embarrassment.
Take a nap.
Yeah.
Take a long dirt nap, and it still wouldn't be over with by the time you raise from the dead during Armageddon or whatever the hell it is.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow, I'm really enjoying this. This is.
Yeah, I think the prominent flavor in this is the citrus.
Well, you know what? We've got, you know, springtime is here. This is definitely a great beer just to sit back out in your yard watching somebody else cut your grass. And
yeah, this is definitely not a lawnmower beer.
This is a beer that you watch somebody else use their lawnmower.
That's right.
Yeah.
I really like this. This is delicious. Mm.
And this actually would be a great gateway beer for somebody that is trying to get into craft beer.
You know, it's
not too overpowering. It's just, it's perfect.
It's a travesty that this beer isn't available in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's a travesty probably that this beer isn't available everywhere.
I mean, like most wit beers, too. I mean, there's not that much lacing to it, so if you're
it's not like a Duvel lacing. No.
No, absolutely. Actually,
it does have some lacing. I mean, it's decent lacing.
But it actually, it's
not like glue like the Duvel.
Right. It dissipates pretty fast, kind of like if you have soap in a glass when you're washing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But see, look how uniform it is once it all settles to the bottom,
It's a beautiful beer.
That's what I
nice,
love about that.
Clean. And, you know, they don't filter their beers, but look how clear that is. I mean, I hate to get all geeky about the, you know, look of a craft beer, but damn.
That looks that's delicious, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people might think that looks like sparkling cider.
It has that champagne quality to it.
Right.
You know, because of the bottle condition, the carbonation, and the style of beer is.
Check out the bottle.
It's a nice, light-bodied beer. Oh, yeah.
The
bottle's even carbonating out the top, so. Yeah. Wow. It's like a slinky coming out of there in foam form.
Oh, this is fantastic. Look at this. This is fun. This is a fun beer.
It's a fun beer. It's a very active beer. When I say active, again, that's the bottle conditioning. The yeast is in there just kicking away. It's alive. It's alive.
Wow. This is fun. Phenomenal I like beer, this. Man. This is a good time. What a great way to start this.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yep. And again, I'm kind of geeking out here because I've been wanting to try the brewery beers for a very long time and finally got my hands on it.
Yeah, this is great.
Killer. This beer comes in at 5.7%, and the IBUs are only 15, but you can really tell that. It's just a nice, smooth flavor. Now, they give the SRM, which is a color rating for the beer, as a 3, which is pretty much spot on because it's a nice, clear, You know, you can see through it really nice.
Opaque.
Opaque, that's there the word. Go. Thank you.
I'm a thesaurus.
That's opaque. Yeah. This is available year-round.
Oh, man. I love this beer.
It's a great beer. Highly recommended by the puppy. The brewery Orchard White.
As you know, we do have a drunk dial hotline. You could give us a call at 412-223-7438. And here's a quick message that we have. It's actually really good. We will be playing more of these during our shows. But this one definitely needs to get some attention. In fact, we had one guy who called. We're going to dedicate a show to him. He called and sang his songs the whole time.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's killer. But this one is a very special message from somebody that all of us hold close and dear to our hearts. Macho Man needs to get off the meth.
Yeah, right now I just want to step into a Slim Jim.
A drunken Macho Man message. So, yes, leave us a message on the SIDT Drunk Dial hotline.
That was
just
awesome,
so you know, we don't answer this. All right. It's a voicemail line where you can leave us your drunk dial messages. You're out there. You're drinking. You want to call somebody. You call us.
Don't call the wife. Don't call the daughter. Don't call the husband, et cetera.
412-223-7438. That's all you need to know. And we are still working on the Android app and the iPhone app. So all you have to do is you hit drunk dial, and then eventually it's going to connect you right away. We make it simple for you. So until then, program this phone number into your phone and call us.
That's right.
I love that Macho Man called. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And also, while you're programming that into your phone, you also might want to program in the pair into your phone.
Oh, absolutely. The pair of cares.
The pair of cares.
Those guys are fantastic. We have to mention them again because they've done a lot of great things. They helped a lot of people out during St. Paddy's Day from what we've heard. You have to check them out. You can reach them at 412-324-8000, and they will pick you up and your vehicle and drive you where you need to go.
Keep in mind, this is the Pittsburgh area only, my friends.
But we did find out, I believe, the farthest that they're willing to – well, the farthest that we found they were going was Cranberry. And if you want to go from our favorite place, Bocktown, to Cranberry, it's like $50 or $60.
But you know what?
You can't beat
cheaper
that.
Cheaper than a DUI, man.
It's cheaper than a taxi. I think taxis out to Cranberry were $75 at one time. So, yeah, check out the Paracares, paracares.com. Great service. Check those guys out. They're all over the place. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. There's links off Should I Drink That.
Yeah,
check them out.
The Paracares.com. I mean, brilliant idea.
And let them know if you drive stick. They need to know that ahead of time because it's just something that's good.
Yeah, I mean, they drive you and your car home, so keep that in mind.
Here's the cool thing, too, that I like with their service. I know we've pimped them before, but yeah, they did a great thing during St. Patrick's Day, getting a lot of our fans home. We've heard from fans saying, great service. Hey, you know, thanks for talking about them. You can reserve a ride online and say ahead of time, saying, I've got a stick. This is where I'm going to be. Come out and get my ass.
I should use that more often because, you know, I'll be like, yeah, in about 5 hours, I'm going to be shit-faced. Can you pick me up?
And they'll do it.
Yeah,
really,
they will.
A really inexpensive service. You really can't beat this. They're all certified drivers because they can drive a car. They have a license. That's really all you need to know. And whatever you do.
It's just a great idea. I mean,
please don't get sick in their vehicles because that's just wrong, dude.
I mean, yeah, if you don't want to pay for it, I just... Just think about that. If I try and drive home drunk as shit or be smart and spend the money and get home safe with my vehicle in my driveway.
And don't forget to tip your driver.
Yeah.
Because odds have it, you're going to stink up their car.
Yeah, don't be puking in the backseat.
Face it, you drunks. You come out, you're smelling like cigarettes and beer.
And God bless them for that, by the way. That's commendable.
God bless them for Febreze.
Well, yeah, so definitely check out the pair.
Our next beer of the evening is the Saison Roux. Ooh, check out I love the labels that they have for this.
Yeah,
they're so classy.
They're simple but classy, yeah.
The Saison Roux is an unfiltered bottle conditioned. Ooh.
Well, they're all bottle conditioned, but yeah.
Belgian French style farmhouse ale. This beer of complexity with a malt rye, spicy fruit yeast notes, biscuit like malt backbone. Wow. Well, that sounds good. And a slight citrus hop character. With age, this beer will dry out and will become more complex with rustic notes of leather.
Yeah, leather? I got really? One of these age, man, yeah. Leather in a good way. I mean, that's not to make it, you know, that shouldn't be taken as a bad thing.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
So it's rustic notes of leather and earth from a contribution of a wild yeast strain. Being a Saison, Saison Roux is ambiguous to itself as it is different beer when fresh and when aged. We hope you enjoy it and all of its incarnations. Oh, I can't wait to try this
one. Yeah, I've been really getting into the farmhouse ales lately. I never gave them a chance before, but within the last few months I have, which is kind of weird because I've been getting into them in the wintertime. It's more of a springtime is here. And
well, know, that's one of the cool things with the show, too, is
summer.
We started out with our palates and our points of view for craft beer were a certain phase, and then it's
well, they were
it's
limited,
matured.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, but it's also matured, and it's grown a lot. Now, see, the cool thing with this is when we started doing Should I Drink That, I don't want to say our palates were limited, but it's we had an idea of what we liked, and we stuck with what we liked. But because of the show, we've been able to expand what we like. We've been able to expand our palates to try different things, try new things, and now we're getting a better appreciation for some of the other styles that are out there that we might not have liked beforehand.
What I think is cool about that, Spoon, is we're growing as craft beer fans, just like our listeners are.
Yeah, if you started with us from the beginning, you're definitely growing with us. And that's one thing that we really like doing with this show, and one of the reasons why we do it is because our palates are expanding, our knowledge is expanding, and we're becoming more developed as craft beer aficionados.
Yep, and that's why we're here, to give that knowledge to you guys. So.
And I have to say that while we were in the break there, I was playing some Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay.
I was playing some Rolling Stones, and now all I have going through my head is Shattered.
What I thought you were going to say is... I thought you were going to mention Chat Roulette.
All right, yeah, that's the other thing. So,
dude, wait. You being the social media guy more than me.
I try to stay away from some of that stuff, though, because...
But, I can't believe you haven't heard of Chat Roulette until I showed him that tonight. I was shocked.
You know what? I checked this thing. If you haven't checked it out, it's like chatroulette.com or some bullshit like that. And
it's a random chat room where whoever you chat with is just shows up, and you can, like... go on to the next person or stick with the original person. But
so Sick Puppy and I.
I am shocked that you went through maybe 8 people?
Yeah.
Not one penis.
Well, here's the thing is.
I'm just shocked.
So we're both looking into the camera on my laptop that I have sitting here. And, we're going through all these. And as soon as, a female would show up, she would disconnect from us right away.
Dude, because they were like teenagers, man. Two old men at 3 o'clock in the morning. What the hell?
I don't even want to know what some of the stuff is. You told me that there's penis all over it, so it's.
No, I saw. I'm not going back. My worst experience on the random chat roulette curiosity moment was a transvestite.
No shit.
Sitting on the floor of its domicile.
I love that. It's.
I'm like, ooh, hot chick masturbating and has a. Penis.
Yeah, that's not right.
So next.
You cracked open another beer and just sat there and watched.
Yeah, for like 20 minutes. Yeah. No. Wait, let me say one thing about Chat Roulette. If you want to see penis, Chat Roulette.
So let me get this straight. The way that this works then is it's nobody else. It's just it's one-on-one.
One-on-one thing. It's a great idea, but knowing that concept,
you could get into a lot of trouble.
Be abused, man.
I could see where that would cause problems. So let's go back to the beer because I have to get this crap off my screen.
Yeah, it's just a creepy place to be.
Oh, hey, it's a puppet show. And they just
did have a puppet show.
Oh, these people don't like me.
See, this is like driving by a car wreck. You just have to look. Spoon's still on it.
No, I'm off now. I had to stop.
Yeah,
I
puppets, I'm done.
I'm done with puppets.
I'm just shocked. Not one penis.
All right, so back to the Saison Roux.
Yes, the Saison Roux. My apologies to the brewery for that little segue tangent thing.
It is 8.5% alcohol by volume.
Yes, a little more IBUs than the last one, too. We got 30 IBUs on this one, Spoon.
Okay, so this comes in at 8.5% alcohol by volume. It's got 30 IBUs. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, a little more than the last one.
But it also says 9 SRM. What is SRM?
Well, SRM is an abbreviation, like an acronym for Standard Reference Method.
Okay.
It's just a scale that's used to classify the color of the beer. So it's in degrees Lovibond. So the higher the number, the darker the beer.
That was the English translation. That works for me.
Pretty much, yeah.
How high up do the SRMs go? Roundabouts.
As a homebrewer, I've seen grains that are around 200 or so.
Holy shit, really?
But that whole scale, and there are grains out there like this, I just haven't seen them to go up to 600.
Wow, and so, we're at 9.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are the grains themselves. They're doing the SRM on the beer itself with the mixture of the grains.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what grains they use. I have no idea, but just remember that the higher the SRM, the darker the beer.
Gotcha.
Degrees Lovibond.
All right. Crack that bad boy open.
The butt plug / bottle opener.
Oh, check that out, dude. Wow. Oh, this is, look at
And you can tell, Spoon, you just asked me about the SRMs. Think of that last beer. It was at what? They called it, what, 3, I think?
A 9 on this one.
For the wit, but yeah, this one's 9.
Oh, I did pay attention to the last one.
Can you tell the difference between the color of the last
yeah,
beer?
This one is, yeah. I can absolutely tell the difference. I mean, it is starting to get a little bit darker, not much, but I do definitely see the difference between it. This one has more of a...
it's more of a caramelized color.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Than,
you can see more
than the golden color
it.
of the yeah. wit. Yeah.
Yeah, the wit has more of a, I don't want to say clarity, but it did have more of a yellow tone to it, or the golden tone.
Oh, golden color.
Actually, this one looks more like what I would, if I was getting just into craft beer, this is what I would expect craft beer to look like.
I almost want to say amber, but I'm not sure that's the right word.
No, that's definitely not amber. That's it's a yellow orange. If you're looking at your Crayola crayons, your 64 collection, that's a yellow orange.
If you hold it away from the light, it's got a copper color to it.
Right.
But if you put it up to the light, it's a little more.
Oh, dude, this smells incredible.
Thinner than that. It's little golden amber, I would say.
This looks fantastic. All right. Here's the glass. Tits and ass.
Tits and ass. Saison Roux from the brewery.
Hmm. Wow, that's a little sour.
Oh. Yes, it should be. There's some rye malts in this as well that gives you that kind of, you get that bite.
Now, see, here's the one thing. They mentioned a biscuit-like malt backbone. And
I get the biscuit.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that. And I don't know if it's just because they said that and we read that ahead of time, but I'm definitely picking it up, though.
No.
Wow. This is absolutely unique compared to what I've had before.
You get the rye malts in this spoon. And the other unique thing about the Saison Roux and the farmhouse ale is they use just a bit of the Brettanomyces yeast, which is that lambic wild yeast that's airborne.
I'm getting the dryness to it. Wow.
Yep, that's the rye.
Wow.
At least in my opinion, the rye does that too.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's got a dry finish to it, but again, not in a bad way.
Because like I said, there's a lot of complexity, but there was so much to it up front. And now as it finishes, though, it's just nice and dry and kind of fades out there towards the end.
Yeah, the aroma's kind of a malty.
I like that.
Sweet aroma.
Wow.
What do you think?
I like those.
Like it? Yeah. A lot of rye beers I've tried, Spoon, like overdo it on the rye. It's got way too much bite to it, but this one's nice.
Yeah, I don't think I could drink too many of these. Definitely one bottle would be good for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
This is something you want to sit back and just savor because this is a good time. This is a party in a bottle here.
One bottle at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's how we drink them. Wow. Oh, this is fantastic.
And you can really, really tell that these are bottle conditioned. The carbonation in these is just phenomenal.
What I like, too, is I've had this sitting a little bit, too, and warming up. Oh, wow. Talk about changing right there in the flavor profile.
It makes a big difference, man.
I like this.
What I like to do, and I think I've mentioned this on several shows before, but it's worth repeating, is I have a beer cooler. Mm-hmm. It's temperature controlled. I keep it at about 42 to 45, somewhere around in there.
Hold on, let me check. It's right behind me.
Might even be colder than that, like 41 maybe.
It's at 44.
44. There you go. But what I like to do is I like to keep them that temperature and then bring the bottle out, crack it open, pour a glass, and just let it sit for 5 or 10 minutes. Let it warm up too.
Is it bad that the fact that it's actually warmer inside your beer cooler than it is outside right now, and it's like springtime?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's really good. Wow, I'm thoroughly enjoying
this. Yeah,
this
is nice. It's a little heavier than the last beer, but we're talking two different styles here.
See, this is why I love our show, is because of the fact that, this is totally a whole new experience for me when it comes to drinking craft beer.
You haven't had too many rye beers, have you, Spoon? Yeah. It's a different way to go when you're brewing, that's for sure. And it's catching on. I'm not sure I like that it's catching on because people are kind of abusing it.
Now, here's one thing that I'm getting to.
But this is nice. It's very well balanced, and that's the way it should be.
As I'm kind of licking my lips here, because I was getting a different taste to it.
A little pucker and sour at the end?
It was, but I'm getting a little bit of like a banana bread type thing on my lips. And I know it's from the yeast and everything.
Yep.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
I love this.
It's sweet and... Yeah.
I can imagine this age.
It's a phenomenal. Oh, I know. I'm going to actually buy more of this and just shove it in the SIT beer cellar for a while and see how it rolls.
So we were talking about this actually while we were listening to Shattered from the Stones and Painted Black and Sympathy of the Devil and all that stuff. How many beers do we currently have in the SIDT beer cellar?
I'm not going to say a definite number.
Roundabouts.
300.
Yeah, that floored me.
Yeah.
You know how many shows that is? That.
I was like, well, that's the worst part about doing that, Spoon. We have a beer show. I've recently went, some other place other than here to obtain some alcohol that's not available here. And it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place.
You had an epiphany.
I had a wallet-draining epiphany.
A wallet-draining. I like that.
You know, I went there. I was like, jaw-dropping, holy crap. So I went back a week later because, hey, coworker said, I'd love to check that place out. So I went back again.
You have to accommodate.
And then I went with Shane, my co-host for ShouldIBrewThat.com.
And I believe he was in episode 50, and he also helped out with Brew with the Cure.
That's right. So,
this is Shane!
In about 2 months, I'm about $400-some dollars in the hole with beer. Not a bad thing.
Oh, absolutely not. Dude, I'm really liking this as it's warming more.
Yeah, see how that works out?
Mm.
I spend the money, Spoon loves the beer.
Yeah, but the original beer run that we did, we split it anyway.
Yeah, that was insane.
That was the $400 beer run that we went on.
Yeah, trip one, they're all gone. This is a new batch I have rolling around.
We still have a couple others that we have left over from that. We have for upcoming shows, we've got...
Oh, yeah. Back to my point is I have a shitload of beer at Studio A. Can't touch about 3/4 of it because they're reserved for show material. Yet I just open the fridge every day and look at them and go, damn it, I want it now.
Paycheck goes to it, so you don't have to.
Whoa, yeah. We need to start writing this shit off, Spoon.
I wish we could, because this is fantastic. This is enjoyment right here, man.
Hey, cheers again, brother.
Absolutely.
This is a great beer.
Wait, don't do it over my laptop. There we go.
Chi-ching.
Shit. Honey, I can't work from home anymore. I just fried my laptop. It's a good thing I don't have my work laptop.
Honey, I fried the show.
Yeah, boss, so I can't work from home anymore, and I can't work at work because I fried my laptop from drinking or spilling beer over it. Oh God, this is fantastic! Oh,
it is. I mean, that's just an incredible, incredible beer. It has that simplicity to it, Spoon.
Right.
Where you can just, it's not overpowering at all. But man, you keep drinking it as it warms up, you just get more and more flavors to it, and they're more pronounced as you drink it. That's an amazing beer. I mean, all these beers from the brewery, as far as I know, have gotten at least an A rating on Beer Advocate and RateBeer.com. So if you're into that sort of thing, let that be your judge.
Hey, as we're going to finish these beers here, here's another drunk dial that we had picked up recently. This actually came during St. Patrick's Day. And you're going to love this. This is from our friend Shell, who's part of the Bev Lounge, which you heard at the beginning of the show with Hutch. She's one of the regulars over at his lounge for the Bird's Eye View.
Spreading the love. Literally. SIDT style.
Literally. here you go.
Well, this is Shell Renee here calling from the BEV Lounge. I've never called in, but I wanted to. Want to say hi and holler out to all you guys. It's Saturday. It's party time with the... What the fuck holiday? Happy St. Patrick's Day. Miss y'all, fools. It's been a good time. We went out for a little bit, and now we're back at the BEV Lounge. God, pardon me, please. Love you guys. Adore it. Sometimes I'll call in and chat with you fools. Puppy, you're sick.
Well, at least you got your name right.
Yeah, no doubt.
To an extent. So, kind of leading up to this, we do still have the contest going on from the last episode that we aired.
Yeah, thanks for calling the show, by the way.
You can go ahead, go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website, and you can enter our contest.
It's a stellar prize package, man. I mean, we had the Beer Fest package. I think that was our top-notch
the one
prize package. But this is probably number two since we've been doing this. It's a big deal, man.
If you didn't, by chance, happen to listen to the last episode, what we're giving away right now, and this is going
you
until...
You should.
Yes. Definitely go back and listen to it. This contest ends on April 15th at midnight Eastern Standard Time. So when you go back to the last show, here's what we're giving away. And like I said, you have until midnight Eastern Standard Time. Actually, you know what? We'll do 4 o'clock our time. So midnight Pacific Time.
Oh.
Maybe we should add an extra...
UTC.
Let's add an extra hour in there for Russell K. Aloha and the guys down there at the... Two Beer Queers.
Yeah, but dude, if they win and we send them shit, it's going to cost us a fortune.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I know. That's, all's fair. I'm just kidding, guys. I love
it. No, if they win, I'll send shit to them. I don't care. So,
yeah, Spoon will, because I've owed them guys beers for like months. Man, I really haven't done it, even after promising.
So what we're going to, what you can win is, first of all, we were in the March 2010 issue of Pittsburgh Magazine, pittsburghmagazine.com. And we're going to send you... Page 14. We're going to send you an autographed copy of said issue, along with a year subscription to Pittsburgh Magazine. And now here's the kicker, a $50 gift certificate or gift card to Piper's Pub in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Say that fast. Piper's Pub in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Piper's Pub, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You get to go to one of the craft beer destinations of all time with Piper's Pub.
Cask ales, great food.
Drink amazing, from the firkin.
Amazing place, man. Yeah.
Drew will stick your head underneath the damn tap and pour the beer into your mouth.
Only if you ask.
If you ask really nice. And you beat up a hobo.
Yes, I have plenty of change, you homeless piece of shit. Thanks for asking.
So all you have to do is go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website, click on the contest button, and fill out your name, your email, all that jazz. We will not give out your email or sell it to anybody else because
we are spam free.
Yeah, we're spam free. As far as we know, we are. So, anyways, go to that. You have until the 15th of April, which is tax day in the United States.
Yeah, again, if you got crushed on tax day, $50 gift certificate to
go out and
find craft beer and
go out and eat the delicious. Food, Scotch eggs.
I highly recommend the Scotch eggs. That's probably, I haven't had the entire menu yet, which I will, by the way.
We're working on it.
But the shepherd's pie is awesome. The Plowman's lunch, although simple, it's done right.
It's fantastic.
Different cheeses.
The Guinness
every time.
Cheese. Oh, that Guinness cheese.
But for me, though, the Scotch eggs, that's my go-to.
Now, see, that's a really great appetizer, but for me, the shepherd's pie was so good.
I don't know if I could do the Scotch eggs and the shepherd's pie.
I don't know if I could do that again. We had a
I want to, but that's a lot of food, man.
So that's the contest. It's going to be wrapping up here shortly, so definitely go check that out. You know, after you get done calling your legislative officials and sending them emails and everything, go down to Piper's Pub, have a good time. If you win the contest, it is open to everybody. There are no – well – let's put it this way. You should be 21 or over if you're listening to the show anyways, or of legal drinking age.
It's in your country of origin, yeah.
Yes, but if you come to Pennsylvania, you got to be 21.
You know, even if you've never heard of Piper's Pub before and you go there, just tell them SIDT sent you.
Yeah, it's so much fun there. Oh, we had such a blast, especially if they've got, European football, which is soccer here.
Yes.
If they have that going on TV, it's a nut house. It's so cool there. When they show soccer, I love it.
He
love
gets
that
all
place.
The odd games that you can't normally get, and he pays for that subscription. So if you're into that sort of thing, definitely go there.
And ask for Drew, or just say, should I drink that sent me? And that's all you got to say.
Or just give him the finger and say, hey, it's from Sick Puppy.
He pretty much knows what that means.
Yeah. It's my way of saying I love you.
So there you go. That's the contest that's still running right now, and it's going to end on April 15th, PAX Day. pay the tax man and go get drunk on us.
Yeah, definitely, man. We're here for you. So enjoy. Good luck to the winner, man.
Attention, campers. Last beer of the evening.
What a mighty fine one to end with. Mischief.
Yes. Dude, this is the brewery beer that I've heard a lot about, and this is the one that I've been wanting to try first. But so I thought we'd save it for last.
Well, this is the one that Phil from My Life as a Foodie, good friend of ours.
The Dorian video.
We're going to link to the Dorian video. You have to watch this. It's epic. That's the best way to put it. It's epic to watch him eat this.
And Phil, if you're listening to this show...
Which we know you're not, because, well, you're so far above us. You don't listen to little people anymore. We know that.
This is strictly for Phil. And I want him to let me know if I'm on crack or not. So I probably am at this point. But here's why. I want to be the first jackass to make a Dorian beer.
Ooh, really? I think we need
Man,
to make this.
Man, this thing stinks, but damn, it tastes good.
Kind of like that stripper over there at Club Erotica.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you should go for it.
Nobody's ever had the balls to try that.
Not that we know of, at least. I think you should absolutely try it.
I don't want a stinky yeast with that stinky fruit, because I will have to move out of my house for, like, probably at least the fermentation is done.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I believe you had mentioned this in a previous episode. Didn't a chick once use her yeast in a
beer?
Yes. Okay. I just want to make sure that I had that
correct.
It was
mixed with actual brewing yeast, so wood ferment. But yeah, she actually put her vaginal secretion.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
So Mischief is a hoppy Belgian style golden strong ale. Oh yeah.
Yeah, strong hoppy. I'm in.
Mischief is a hoppy Belgian style golden strong ale.
Is that like Belgian plus one, man? Golden plus one. Strong plus one. Awesome.
Hoppy? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
This wickedly good golden ale is fiendishly dry hopped with American hops to add a layer of complexity and mystery to its fruity Belgian dry character. Oh, yeah. I like how this sounds. Citrus and resin diabolically. Now, see, that's not a good word for us to say.
I like diabolically because looking at the label, what I say to you earlier, I'm like, that's an evil-looking label. It's
Absolutely it is. So it's citrus and resin diabolically combined with ripe melon, pear, and a slight peppery spice. Ooh, that's precariously effervescent mixture. Enjoy it, but you'll want to keep an eye out.
This comes in at ABV of 8.5%. And again, we're kicking up the IBUs just a little more, but not too much. It's at 35. The SRM, which is, again, the color, is at 5.
And it is a limited year-round.
Yes, limited year-round brew. So, dude, let's give this a shot, shall we?
I can't wait for this.
This is the coup d'etat. This is the one I've been looking forward to, man. But, you know, with that said, every one of these beers so far have been just stellar.
Check that out. I love the label. I love the fonts that they use, the clarity. And it's all, like you said before, it's classy and simple.
Yeah, it's not like satanic or anything, but it's got that darkness to it, which I imagine that's what they were going for.
I love it. I love the people that are...
Mischief, it's evil, it's dark.
I like the people that are designing their labels. Check that out. Oh, man. Do you have a great pour there?
Here's a glass spoon. I'll pour for you.
That right there is beer porn.
See, that also goes to show you... Why you should pour beer into the proper glass is I have a golden draught glass, which is a tulip style. And then Spoon is using his Studio A's Maudit glass, which has a fatter bottom to it and a fatter top. Mine is fat on the bottom, and then it goes really, really skinny, and then just a really slight extension to it on the top, made it a little wider.
That is serious. Give me the
camera. The head
on
his beer is just... 10 times what mine is.
This is fantastic looking. Serious props on the brewer on this one. This is wow. I'm still just utterly amazed at the perfection of this.
Yeah, I mean, this one, it's got a murky gold color to it. The carbonation I don't see, at least on mine, is not as heavy as the first two that we've tried this evening. The carbonation bubbles on this just aren't showing up like the first two were. Again, not a bad thing, just an observation.
Oh, this looks fantastic. Wow. I'll check out the head on this, too. Oh, look at that. That's that is creamy goodness.
Right in the middle. Yeah, nice.
All right.
Again, difference in beer glasses, dude. Look at that.
Yep. All right. Tits and ass. Final beer of the evening.
Here's to the brewery.
Give a little sniff. Hops. Straight up hops. Yeah, this is perfect.
I get melon and hops.
This is great. All right. Oh. Well, sweet Jesus.
Oh, I get the pepper right away.
Oh.
Hops, and again, that's pepper. Not like pouring like black pepper in your beer. It's not like that. You just get a hint of that.
Oh my God! This is
the aroma, just a bit, and then that flavor, just a peppery, spicy kind of a, you know, back end to it.
Dude, the mischief is erotic.
Erotic? How so?
Wow, this is beer sex right here. Flat out, this is beer sex. That's the best way to explain this. Look at that. Look at that. It's perfect.
I'm kind of getting that ripe melon reference, too.
The hue in this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. Light on the bottom. Kind of gets darker towards the top. Look at the head resting on that.
I would call all these beers we've had so far an artisanal style.
Okay.
It's just, to me, artisanal just means greater care on how the beer is brewed and just different in this subtle sort of way. It's like an artist painting a beautiful painting. You know, a brewer just makes a beautiful beer, and that, to me, is artisanal.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Dude,
I'm getting all beer geeky about all three of these beers, man.
This is a great way to end the evening. Wow. For everybody outside of Pennsylvania, if you can get your hands on this.
Yeah. I mean, the hops they don't really stand out, but you know.
Oh, it
there.
Does for me. I'm picking out a lot of the hops in this,
but
which
it's not
is
like an IPA.
Though.
You know what I mean?
No, it's definitely not like an IPA, which is good. Dude, if I could get an IPA to pour
that
like
Belgian
this,
yeast and.
Oh, my God.
And dry hop on the American hops. I don't know which American hops those are, but I'd like to find out, actually.
My God, I love this beer.
I don't know, I'm kind of torn, dude.
This is my favorite beer of the night. Absolutely.
Saison Roux and this one. I mean, all three of them are just phenomenal, but if I had to choose.
I'm taking this one over all the beers tonight.
I love that Saison Roux, though. And that's what's tearing me, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make a decision. Wait, one more sip.
Now, for those of our fans who are, who might be questioning, we have new listeners that pop in every once in a while. What exactly is unfiltered bottle condition for them?
I mean, unfiltered is just what it says. They do not filter the beer before they bottle it. There's no filtration system. You get the yeast and the funk right in the bottle. And that's why they say it's bottle conditioned is the yeast in the beer ends up in the bottle. So that characteristic of that beer will change over time.
Now, here's what I like is on the back of their label is Mischief is best enjoyed fresh. Until then, please store in a cool, dark place. Ideal serving temperature is 45 degrees Fahrenheit, which we've reached.
Yep.
Please pour carefully, leaving the yeast sediment behind in the bottle. Best enjoyed in a tulip or wine glass, which we've done.
Yep. And actually, I'm one of them guys that all that funk at the bottom of the glass or the bottle.
Yeah.
Pour it into my glass. I want that. I want the funk.
Bring on the funk. Wow, so dude, this is a great way to end the evening. Fantastic beer. Wow.
Yeah. All right, so the first beer.
So overall,
what's your opinion of beer number one, the Orchard White?
I liked it. I'm starting to get more into the white beers, the wit beers.
Mm-hmm.
It's very enjoyable, like we had said before.
Yeah, nice, smooth, great gateway beer.
It's a great beer to sit on your porch and watch somebody else cut your grass with.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome.
Although,
beer.
If you want to cut your grass while drinking this, you're going to have some great designs in your lawn.
And, on the more technical side, it's a great representation of the Belgian wit beer, and it's what it should be. Saison Roux?
Oh, dude, that was, I would have to say that was the most surprising because I wasn't
really?
Well, for me, because I wasn't expecting all of those different flavors to come forward. As it was warming up, I started to get a new flavor each
That's one
time.
Of the contradictory beers for me, because you could actually say it's subtle but complex. What the hell does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what
you don't know that until you taste it. Like, it's smooth yet
complex.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I totally understand where you're coming from with that. And the last one, the Mischief, this is hands down favorite beer.
If I'm going to compare the three or judge my favorite, which I really don't like doing that anyway, but I don't know. I'm kind of torn between the Saison Roux and the Mischief. I love them both. The Orchard White's great too, but, you know, the darker beers, you know me, they're more my style, the heavier flavors. And I don't know, dude. It's a toss-up, man, between the Saison Roux and the Mischief. I tell you what, let's leave it up to our fans.
Go out and try these beers. Let us know what you think is the best
beer. Let us know what you guys think, and you can tell me if I'm full of shit or not, whether Saison Roux is better than the Mischief.
Well, here's the cool thing, too, is look at the lacing left in the glass.
They're both phenomenal.
Look at that.
I know, dude.
And that's fantastic. So, yeah, fans of ours out there, try these beers, especially Yin's guys out there on the West Coast who can get this readily available.
Or in Ohio.
Or in Ohio, yeah. Paradox.
We've never been to Ohio.
Never.
But, you know, you can get it there, I hear.
Let us know what you think is, what's your favorite brewery beer? Because right now, for me, it's Mischief. I love this beer. Oh, my God. This is a freaking awesome beer.
We may revisit this brewery because I have two other beers from the brewery in the beer cellar. We just don't have time to do them on the show. So we'll either drink them post-show.
We'll see what happens.
Or we'll revisit the brewery if I can get a couple different ones that I've been trying to get from certain people.
Hey, that works for me.
Yeah. So on that note, Spoon, you ready to hang it up, brother?
I think so. Let's go enjoy some post-show beers. And actually, I do want to make a plug really quick. Is that Snyder's who makes that over there, the bag?
Oh, yeah, the Snyder's the salt best, and vinegar chips.
The best food ever. Ever. Is the Snyder's, hold on, there we go, the Snyder's of Berlin sea salt and malt vinegar potato chips. Wow. Now, you might be thinking, hey, Yin's guys are like tampering with your palate. No, we drank water. We do all that stuff, you know, ahead of time. But these are the best foods ever.
But
Oh. They
make salt and vinegar chips, but these are sea salt and malt vinegar.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Kettle cooked.
I'll come out and say it's fucking crack. It's so good. I love it.
And it makes you drink more, too. The salt is
which we're about to do. So, for shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most Reverend Father Spoon.
This has been Sick Puppy.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right. And you know what? We're going to drink it because we have the brewery and you don't. So.
And we can.
Yeah. But seriously, though, man, get yourself some brewery beers if you can find them. Phenomenal brewery, phenomenal beers. A+ all the way around for me, man. We out.
Bitches!